Thank you, John. And continuing the meeting in out of executive session, we were in the middle of discussion points relating to cash flow, our cash flow crisis. And one of the things I had put out on the table early in the meeting, and I was we deferred it to general session, is as one of responsive member measures to reduce cash flow or save some money, is to cut the summer PNB meeting. Is there any discussion on that point?
Sherry. I'm gonna move that we do eliminate the in-person summer meeting of the PNB. I think the cost of the in-person PNB meetings is somewhere around $75,000. Lonnie, is that correct, or am I?
Yeah, if we're in New York and but other cities are catching up. Hotels are going $300 a night now. So yeah, we're moving in that range for most of the stations now.
I'm of two minds on this, but I don't think that the general meetings, the in-person meetings, actually address or resolve the critical issues that the foundation is facing. And to the degree that the expenses outweigh the decision-making that goes on in those meetings, I'm just going to ask the board to consider trimming its contribution to this financial spiral that we're on by eliminating one meeting this year, and then just take another look at four meetings versus three meetings the year after. But we're in such a bad state right now that I just think that we could teleconference or increase some of these phone meetings, how that's possible, I don't know, to be on more phone meetings, rather than going to a full board meeting for this summer.
Any further discussion?
This is Grace Aaron. I have a question.
Grace.
Uh-huh. Is there any bylaws violation in doing this?
Brian.
Good question. I wish I had the bylaws sitting in front of me. I don't
Brian.
Think so.
Brian.
I mean, I think if we meet, it doesn't matter whether it's in person or not. I don't think the bylaws dictate whether the meetings be in person or not.
The bylaws say just no less than a certain number of meetings. Isn't that correct, Brian?
I'll pull it up if you give me 1 second. They're somewhat ambiguous.
Yes, we know that.
Because the board went around on this. We made a proposal to do it as a bylaw revision to limit the number of in-person meetings or to drop the threshold on the number of in-person meetings.
This is Bob. Bob, I have it.
Tell us.
The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by majority vote of the Board of Directors. The Board shall also regularly meet in March, June, and September of each year. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio station areas so that meetings do not take place twice in the same radio station area until a meeting has been held in all other station areas. So it is in the bylaws, but...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
There's no other paragraph after that that says anything else?
Not about in-person meetings. Then it talks about special meetings, which is and telephonic meetings.
Okay. Can you read that for us?
Sure. The special meetings of the Board of Directors may be called by the chairperson of the board, any two officers of the foundation, or by any three directors. And then telephonic meetings. The board may hold special meetings but not regular meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, or other communications equipment, provided, however, that telephone appearance at meetings scheduled as in-person meetings is not permitted. Participation in a telephonic meeting under this section shall constitute presence at the meeting if all the following apply, and then it's a bunch of kind of technical requirements.
There, you pointed out the second in that second paragraph, the nail.
What do you mean, Alberto?
That in that second paragraph, it points out that that we cannot have board meetings via telephone. Those four required board meetings obviously have to be in person. You know,
right.
That second paragraph he read says that we cannot have a telephone meeting to replace a face-to-face meeting.
Grinder.
Brian.
Yeah, what it says is four regular meetings a year in rotating locations, and then another clause says regular meetings can't be on the phone.
It says that in another paragraph?
That's what it says in Section 3, telephonic meetings. That's kind of it.
Read it again.
It says in Section 1, the four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio station areas.
Okay.
And then in Section 3, it says the board may hold special meetings, but not regular meetings, by telephone, conference, video screen, yada, yada, yada. I mean, here's the issue, and I think we can make a recommendation and then ask, presumably there will be council review before it goes to the PNB for adoption. The question is, if the board doesn't have a meeting as specified in the bylaws, is there any consequence? Is there any exposure? I think the bylaws are a little overly specific on a lot of things, but I don't know. If it's a financial crisis, I can't imagine that the attorney general or a judge would tell you you have to spend money you don't have.
I think that maybe, this is Alberto, I think that maybe this might be a point in time in where, and I don't know what the rest of the bylaws say, but maybe this might be that point where we might recommend to the National Board that their April meeting, they quickly and very rapidly amend that particular section of the bylaws so that we can have telephonic meetings instead of in-person meetings. And
I think there's all kinds of notice requirements involved in the bylaws.
But eso, that's what I mean, but we might be right in time right now for that.
Oh, I didn't prepare myself on the bylaws today.
I think that
maybe the best way to handle this, depending on what the pleasure of the National Finance Committee is on this subject, and I'm sensing some support for this idea, is to make the recommendation to the National Board, and then for me to get on the stick with legal between now and the meeting on the 20th, which is Thursday, to see if they're to get an opinion on whether it's in compliance with the bylaws or not.
I agree with you, Mike.
What do y'all think about that idea?
This is Jane.
Jane.
I know that this was interpreted the last time the NFC recommended it to the PMB. The PMB approved it, and it was sent to the LSBs for approval because it was deemed that this does impact members' rights. And if it impacts members' rights, you have to have, no, any bylaws change has to be approved by three out of five LSBs. And I will tell you that my LSB, 23 people voted against me on it.
Oh.
And the message that I was given was, there are so many things that are screwed up about our bylaws, and somebody wants us to just change this one thing. That's the message I was given.
Well, okay. The motion on the table is by Sherry Gindelman that we bypass the summer meeting this year as a cost savings measure.
Okay.
I think that I would submit an amendment to that motion that we just say contingent upon review by legal counsel and the bylaws and as a recommendation of the PNB. And then let's just at least get it moving in that direction, and then we'll work with legal counsel and see what our options are and just press it forward.
Go for it, Mike.
Is there any objection to that idea?
Well, I personally would have to abstain because as a board member, it's my responsibility.
Is that Jane?
This is Grace.
Grace.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with it as a cost-saving measure. But I think that as a board member, we don't have the right to unilaterally interpret or change the bylaws when they clearly state that we have to have four in-person meetings a year.
Well, that's my point, though, Grace. This would be in the form of a recommendation that's going to be vetted by council and taken to the National Board.
Right.
So, I mean, you may be right. It depends on what the legal counsel says.
It can be vetted by counsel, but the thing is, it reads very clearly. And I don't need a lawyer to tell me what it says. It's clear that's what the bylaws say. So I would have to abstain because just wanted to state that I'm abstaining on this.
Any further discussion on the motion?
This is Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, I would share Grace's concerns, and I would abstain as well for similar reasons.
Well, I'm going to call roll on the motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Can I just make a few comments?
Please.
Yes.
And I don't
Nicole.
Mean to drag out the meeting. This is Nicole.
I think if we were to take this to the listeners, they'd say, please, give us good programming. We're in an election year. This is one of the most significant national elections, meaning for the White House, that we have had in a fairly long time. We're cash-strapped. I'm surprised that when I walked into Pacifica, that the long-term financial weight was never projected, that as costs were accumulated, never projected, and that the bylaws offer no remedy for emergency situations, which I actually consider the foundation to be in. So I know that may not be pertinent to motions, etc., but it's surprising to me that there are no remedies. And I would imagine that people would understand, that people would expect the board to be fiduciarily responsible, and that would include being able to, in a year of financial crisis, upon other crises, upon other years of financial crisis, that there would be a huge hue and cry that you were actually doing your fiduciary responsibility by making cuts throughout, including at the governance level. That's just my two cents, and I don't mean to derail the conversation. I'll be quiet.
This is Jane.
Jane.
I think that there might be other approaches that could be more productive. For example, I don't know where the summer meeting is supposed to be held. Can somebody tell me? Does anybody know where it would be held?
I thought it was supposed to be in Los Angeles, but I'm not sure.
Well, if there is to be a meeting, perhaps it could be a streamlined meeting. Perhaps individual board members could be asked to share a portion of the cost. Perhaps there could be special measures to reduce the cost. You know, there could be a task force to try to have it be the least expensive meeting that we've had. Perhaps it could be not your typical meeting. Perhaps it could be focused on the bylaw changes that are needed, because we not only need, I think we should reduce to 3 in-person meetings. I think that bylaw change should take place. We have election reform changes that need to take place. So maybe if there is going to be a meeting, that it should be a meeting different from all the other meetings, and it should be really focused on the bylaws and the election changes, et cetera.
Any further discussion? Rob?
Yeah, I would just like to say that I happen to agree with Nicole. One of the difficulties we have, though, is that we don't have access to our own airwaves to explain issues like that to the listeners. But I think that they would approve it if they knew. Thank you.
I'll take it to the airwaves, Rob.
I'm hoping you will.
I would gladly take it to the airwaves.
Because that's where we need to be.
Well, Lonnie here.
Lonnie?
Well, assuming that we do have to have the 4 meetings, perhaps we could have the meetings be close to the airport, save money on transportation, and instead of 4 days, maybe 2 days, or even 1 day. That way we would be in compliance, and we would presumably save some money.
I think that we can, depending on where this motion goes, we've got a little time to push some of those issues forward, and probably can do so at the staff level. But any further discussion on the motion that's before the committee?
This is Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, well, I agree with a lot of the sentiment of what Nicole said. I do think that, you know, we need to look at emergencies, and this is not, the bylaws are very inflexible about this on several points, about elections, about board meetings, so that's definitely a long-term issue. I also think that the points people are making about economizing are right on target, and I've raised this before, others have raised it, but I think we need a focused strategy going forward, that every board meeting, no matter what number we end up having per year, that there should be a concerted effort to go to colleges rather than hotels, and to put a lot of pressure on board members to share rooms instead of each having their own room, unless there's some, you know, really firm personal reason that someone needs their own room, things like that, that will just, or to get community caterers to provide the food at reasonable prices rather than these exorbitant hotel food meal plans, et cetera. So I think that's an area where we could really achieve some savings, no matter what we do on this question
Jane?
Of frequency.
Who was that? I'm sorry? Sherry?
Jane, I'd like to get on the stack.
Sherry and then Jane.
Okay, we got this motion on the floor. This committee wants to make a recommendation to the National Board that it consider suspending one meeting. The issues raised are whether or not it violates the bylaws, and clearly the question behind that, given the litigious nature of the Pacifica community, is somebody going to file a suit to force us to meet in the financial crisis? So there are corollary issues. Do we want to send this around again to the five stations and ask them to consider another amendment to the same amendment one more time? Do we want to adopt a policy of austerity for however many meetings the board decides to go forward with? But the thing on the table right now is a recommendation to the National Board that it consider reducing the meetings of the PNB this year by one. So I'm going to call the question.
Question's been called. Let's move on this. I think we've kind of beat the horse to death. Go ahead and call roll.
I'm not too up on Roberts, but I think actually in committees we don't do that.
You're right, but I'm just trying to get things going.
I'm sorry,
it's 11 o'clock
really,
New York in your time, Jane.
I mean, I'm not normally one to drag out a meeting, but I want to bring up something really important that has to do with our meeting costs. Here in D.C., we have a member who's managed to strike a very good deal with a hotel. It's very conveniently located. And she said, I cannot do that. I cannot get that kind of deal anymore because they don't know until 2 or 3 months in advance at best where, you know, what dates they want to be where. So just for the record, one thing that drives the costs up is such short-term planning. Because if we were planning a year from now where our meetings were going to be, we would be able to do a lot more proactive cost containment. And I would like to speak against this motion basically because it went forward before it failed. I think we would be more well advised to adopt a strong motion on cost containment than to recommend something that was already proposed and failed.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing
Brian,
none, I'm going to go ahead and call a roll. Brian, did you say something?
Yeah, but then you said hearing none. That sounds great.
Okay. Then, Brian, I'm calling the roll, Brian.
Aye.
Sherry?
Yes.
Aye. Summer? Summer is not here. Grace?
Abstain.
Alberto?
Aye.
Baruti?
Yes.
Bob?
Abstain.
Jane?
Abstain.
Rob?
Aye.
Lonnie?
Yes.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ayes and 3 abstentions. The motion prevails. So, Madam Chair, respectfully request we put that on the agenda for Thursday night's meeting.
Okay.
Listen, guys, here's the deal. We've actually accomplished a lot tonight, but we have, in our discussion outline, we haven't really gotten to number 3, which is a fairly lofty and very important, but requires some good thought, and it's the goals and objectives for 2008, which I don't want to slide on. What I'm advocating here is that I'm not a big fan of meetings past 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I would request that, since goals and objectives are the next thing on the agenda item, that we adjourn this meeting until perhaps next week at a time that's convenient with everybody, and have a meeting specifically on goals and objectives so that we're fresh and good.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
But I have to get my calendar.
Can I do this? Can I play secretary and just send out an email to everybody next week, tomorrow, polling everybody on what a time that is good for them, and then do it like we do on the National Board,
yes,
figure out a time that fits.
That's fine.
Bob? Bob? Yeah, that sounds fine, but can you first check the KPFTX calendar and exclude dates that already have either LSBs or committees previously scheduled?
I will.
Thank you.
So what I'm requesting as chair is not a recess, not an adjournment of the committee until a time mutually agreeable to all committee members within the next week to 10 days. Are there any objections to that request?
No. Perfect.
Hearing none? Okay. Well, then you guys are off the hook.
Okay. One last thing that you said you would announce is the working group on
We are right. In public session, we have created a working group to create a contingency plan to work with the executive director, the CFO, to implement and create policy for cash flow contingency plan at all Signal areas and the national office.
Who will convene, Mr. Chair?
I will push this forward, and you and I will be talking, Lonnie.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Yes.
For all
your
great work
you.
Tonight. This is a great committee. It's a real pleasure to work with y'all.
Mike.
Thank you,
Mike.
Thanks,
Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
Good night.
Mike.
Yeah.
Good night.
Don't hang. Mike.
Yes.
Tuesday we have local finance, and Wednesday we have LSB.
Okay.
This coming Wednesday we have LSB, and Tuesday evening we have the local finance committee at KPFC at 5:30. Coming in through the mail.